Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, we preview National Farm Safety and Health Week. What should you know about staying safe around animals, pesticides, and heavy machinery? Are you one of the thousands with diabetes, or are you supporting someone with the disease? Our specialist has tips for a diabetes-friendly lunch, whether you're at home or at a restaurant. Also, you've heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but what about a tomato? We unlock a hidden benefit. And finally, just because summer is over doesn't mean you can ditch the sunscreen. Well, this week is National Farm Health and Safety Week. It's a good time to review safety tips, whether you live on a farm or you're just visiting. Bethany Holsketter is a nurse practitioner at OSF, and she falls in the former category. She grew up on a farm and still enjoys outdoor activities with her family. For heavy machines like tractors, she says to know how to use it before getting on and be extra careful in places like driveways where kids run around.
Whenever you're using heavy machinery and they have what's called PTO shafts and moving parts, you don't want to have loose sleeves, loose shirts, something that could get caught in that mechanism and then cause a, you know, catastrophic injury.
For smaller vehicles like an ATV, wear a helmet and buckle your seatbelt. Don't make sharp turns, don't hang off the vehicle, and don't drive drunk. For chemicals, read the label so you know what you're working with. Call the poison hotline if you get chemicals on or in you. That's 1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. Put that number in your phone. Other tips include if an animal bites you, you might just want to shake it off, but you do need to take action. Clean the wound with soap and water, cover it with a Band-Aid or cloth, and then see a healthcare provider.
You never want to mess around when it comes with an animal bite because animals' mouths are very dirty. And so we want to get them started on antibiotics generally quick.
Also, take steps to beat the heat, like taking breaks, staying hydrated, and eating healthy snacks like popcorn or nuts. And work with a buddy so someone can help you quickly if you get hurt. Have a plan. It's what any healthcare provider will tell someone with diabetes. If you plan your meals, you can keep the disease in check. Nikki McBeath is a diabetes educator at OSF. She says to choose foods high in protein, fiber, and healthy fats. If you're busy, that could be a granola bar paired with string cheese. But she says to skip processed meat, fried food, and full dairy food.
A lot of the patients that I see, actually, I recommend going to the store and they have those like steamable bags of vegetables. Super easy, put it in the microwave for 3 minutes. There's lots of simple versions of food out there that you can go get and just make it quick at home and then put it all together. And it's easier than people think. They just have to be on the lookout at the store.
What about eating out for lunch?
Is going to restaurants that will let you substitute or ask for your meal to be cooked a certain way. Asking how things are prepared, ingredients can come in handy too. Things to avoid will go back to like the fried foods and asking for like light dressings, fat-free dressings are some substitutions that you can have there. Just being mindful of all the extra calories that come with, especially the big portions.
In any setting, know the warning signs of high or low blood sugar and be ready to act. Dry mouth, increased urination, anxiety, and blurred vision are all red flags. Tomatoes. They're good for you as is, but experts say they can also reduce your cancer risk.
Tomatoes have some really great nutrition in there. Really good health benefits for us. They have vitamins, minerals, and they have these extra nutrients. Kind of think of them as bonus nutrients. We call them phytochemicals. And these phytochemicals are found in plant foods, tomatoes, of course, being a plant food. They have phytochemicals that help us fight inflammation and help us be like an antioxidant to kind of help get those free radicals out of there that can lessen the risk for cancer development.
That's Katrina Sommer, a dietitian at OSF who works with cancer patients. She suggests drizzling olive oil on the tomatoes in the cooking process. That helps our body absorb the nutrients. Tomato soup and sauce are okay options too if you don't like raw tomatoes. Fall and winter are associated with cloudy skies, but that doesn't mean your risk for sunburn and skin cancer go away. Tim Smile is a radiation oncologist at OSF. The doctor says you should wear sunscreen year-round if you'll be outside for a while. Aim for SPF 30 or higher and reapply every few hours.
A lot of people wear nice baseball hats that cover their faces really well, but the tops of your ears and the neck, and even, you know, right here in this top of your sternum area can get exposure to the sun without you realizing it. And so, you know, keeping an eye on those areas and just making sure that you're applying sunscreen there is helpful.
And don't forget the lips. Look for lip balm with SPF on the label. And watch for moles that might be cancerous. Remember the ABCDEs. If the mole is asymmetrical, has an irregular border, an irregular color, has a large diameter, or is evolving, go get it checked out. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org. For a podcast of these programs, visit wytyradio.com. For OSF Healthcare, I'm Tim Dittman.